Okay, how do we get our wives to respect us? This is a question I'm sure is bothering a lot of people. How do we get our wives to respect us? So let me just tell you, the basic answer to this is respect them. I mean, if you treat your wife like a queen, she's going to treat you like a king and only see any matters that you have or that you don't have. She's just somehow going to be able to see them, what's real or imagined, as long as you treat her like a queen. Now, how exactly do you treat your wife like a queen? The main point is not just showering compliments and things like that. The main point is steering very far and clear of any negativity and any criticism and any bringing attention to any weak point of hers. Even if you're aware of some weak points, you know, you make believe that you're talking to somebody that's very, very wealthy and you're trying to hunt for him in order that he should either give you a job or something like similar to that, that you don't call any attention to any of his failings in any way. You steer clear of that and you're only always talking about where they're accomplished and where they're good. But what it means, mechabda yeisa migufa, I'm reminded of a story that I'm always inspired from Hadvar Magid. This somebody said over this story. He was learning in Beit Yankiv in the good old days when Rabbi Shishmo was still around and there. And he was eating Friday night there, and the Levitin served something that was badly burnt. The main dish was badly burnt and was barely edible. Now, you're out there in Beit Yankiv, there's no other place, there's no younger man you can go to afterwards or sneak into yeshiva kitchen later. Like, this was the meal, this is what the few bachurim with Erev Shabbos had, and either you ate it or you had no suda. So the poor Rebbetzin was sitting there with her head a little low because she was very aware of that was burnt, but there's nothing she could do. She didn't have that was the main dish to be served. So what did the Holy Ramesh Shmuel do? What does it mean, Mechab de Yais Megufa? So, you know, everybody's somehow managing to keep turning it over and over on this side, that side, to find what's less well done. To find, you know, what is he supposed to do? So what he didn't do is tell her that it's delicious. That would have been shtusim. And he didn't do it, tell the Bachram that he cooked it, and it was his mistake. Because they know he's not mutzi in the kitchen. They just know that she takes care of everything. There's no mokum for shtusim and shkarim, even for shalbais. There was just no mokum for it. So it's nikkur to the boys that he's thinking for a long time what to say. He's eating it, and not, you know, obviously not calling attention to the problem, but it was obvious. I mean, it's not something you got to call attention to. And after thinking for about 2 minutes, he says to her, I'd rather eat this from your hands than eat the best macholim from somebody else's hands. This is what he said. She picked her head up like a peacock, and everybody else had to suffer, and that was the end of it. No apology, that was the end of it. And he stressed the relationship. He didn't stress this. No sheker. He spoke with her, kedarkei. And b'derechlo, the talmidim of the yeshiva there always had lessons to learn from him, what it means, mechab de yeis megufa. I don't say anyone should do to follow me, but what he used to do is when he would make that moitzi, she would sit at the far end of the table, he would get up and bring it to her. There was no such thing as passing it to her. He would get up off of his chair and give it to her, and everybody else got it passed. But the level of mechab de yeis megufa, the Musa, the Mahalach, was Taganeir Lahafli. And the most clearly saw all like this. And that's what it is. You know, any failing, anything happens, that she, oh, I bought the wrong thing. She went to the store, bought the wrong thing. Making laughing out of it is okay, because then you didn't make an ASIC. But the mice, you called attention to the thing. You said, no, don't worry, I'm very happy with this. No, good, that's all good. This, I like this. Never calling any attention to any failing, any misdeed, any flopping, anything. And certainly, let's say she doesn't get along with this one, doesn't get along with that one. You know, you never call attention to any failing. just Yishmachachon v'yosef like a chadisin. If you treat like a queen, then you are going to be treated like a king. It's very, very rare that she's not going to be just looking to do whatever she's going to be mechabed you. So I guess we do have a basic mahalach how to do it. We have a basic mahalach. It's not that easy, because especially somebody who's a little trained in criticism and a critical eye and in negativity and seeing, even if he sees the good, but he sees the bad very clearly also. And more than that, on your own mistakes and your own things that you miss, you should be very aware of your failings and what you did wrong and to learn how to do it better next time. But there's no teaching anybody how to get better next time. That's out of the question. And just more and more, she's going to just be out to please you if you never always stay very clear from that. So I guess that would be the best way to get our wives to respect us. I mean, also, of course, you have to be somewhat worthy of respect. But even if you're not worthy of respect, everybody is worthy of some respect. Meaning, let's say you're not consistent and you go to Seder at 11 o'clock. But if you have fantastic meters, or even not so fantastic, but not bad, she's just going to be very pumped about what about midas you are, and how strong you are, and how great you are, and how wonderful. She's always going to be pumped on all your midas if you treat her like a queen.